Yeah, I want to welcome you all to another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. We're going to go ahead and continue our in-time talk. And on this episode, what I wanted to talk about is a particular... a lot of people have talked about it on end times. It's a particular interpretation. If they got this right, now the Matthew chapter 24, 33 through 34, where it talks about the parable of the fig tree, about these things will not pass away, that, you know, that the generation basically would get this, the generation that saw all the things to the near, the coming kingdom of God. You know, I believe that that verse, if interpreted correctly, is referring to like the end times, you know, things that are going to happen, like the abomination, the desolation, you know, things from the wormwood, the battle of Armageddon, all of those things, you know, the mark of the beast, the one world government, the one world leader, the Antichrist, all those things. Well, you know, will not come, that generation that sees all those things will not pass away. Now, one interpretation, if you want to know a generation, in Psalm 90:10, it talks about a generation being 70 years, 80 if strong. You know, another verse that I want to throw out to you would be the ban of sin. You can find that in 2 Thessalonians 2, also known as the lawless one. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 through 12. So I'm going to make sure that those verses are there where you can look those up. Now, I also wanted to talk about, you know, so that being interpretation of Matthew is... And this is if a lot of people get this interpretation right. I think it could be spot on, but I'm not saying, thus saith the Lord told me this. You know, I see markers, and I tell people, if there's markers and you see those markers, then you know, okay, well, that happened, so this is about to happen, or this will happen. There's markers. If you start seeing those, then you know that we are drawing closer to the return of Jesus Christ. And one big marker I always say is the wormwood prophecy. You know, the coming of Tom Horn saw Apophis. He had a vision. He's had other visions that were correct. But I don't want to get that into that right now. But that is a marker. And if his vision that he saw of wormwood is correct, that means shortly afterwards, the return of Christ is not that far. You're not going to have to wait 1,000 years or 80 years or anything like that. It would not, I believe it would not be through. I believe they're in concession. You know, one thing after another thing after another thing. So, especially if you know, after the Wormwood prophecy, if you start seeing all the armies get together for the final battle of Armageddon, then you know. And that's if you're still alive then, if you survived everything that's happened in the end times and during the tribulation. You know, so one particular thing that I'd like to talk about, I actually found out that I didn't realize that could be tied together. In 1947 was the Roswell crash. For anybody that was alive then or that's into UFOs, you know, that knows that, there was a paper that showed that, hey, Roswell, and then the military tried to cover it up saying, no, it was this. But there are so many, there are eyewitnesses, you know, that saw the crash, either saw the crash site or, you know, came across some of the debris from the crash weather balloon. Come on, you know. Yeah, that's silly. But that's that's like the government to cover stuff up. Cover it up. But in 1947, there was also, after that, there was an increase, and there have been an increase of UFO sightings, abductions, you name it. Also, another marker, if you're looking in the parable of the fig tree, if the interpretation is correct, if the fig tree is referring to Israel, blossoming. Well, that then it would have blossomed into a nation on May 14th of 1948. If that's the generation that it's referring to, let's say that generation right there, a generation that saw the birth of a nation, then being in Psalm 90:10, so we know a generation of 70 to 80 years, so I would count a full 80. And the reason why, and then we'll jump into the reason why I would call a full 80 and go to May 14th, 2029, is because of the Tom Horn vision that he had. He had a vision, and he was even told, from the Holy Spirit, was told the name of the asteroid that would hit the Earth, and that was Apophis. He did not hear about it from NASA or anything, heard from it from the Holy Spirit. Then he went to go do research and found out that NASA has already discovered Apophis. Wow. They already named it Apophis. And it's coming close to Earth in 2029. And I believe the next year would be 2068. But if that passage is correct, the interpretation is correct, 2068 would be way too late. you know, for things to happen, unless, you know, God switched the generation and delayed things. But, you know, you look at the world and we're living in, I believe a majority of people can say, well, yeah, we're living in the end times. Absolutely. Absolutely. Just looking at everything. So 1948, how does it tie into like 1947 with, say, the UFOs, for example? Well, you could go to that one, 2 Thessalonians 2:9 through 12, where he talks about, and I'll pull that up. So basically in that verse, it talks about 2 Thessalonians 2, chapter 2, verse 9. Okay. So it talks about, lost my place. Here we go. The coming of the lawless one is by activity of Satan, with all power and false signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. So therefore God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false, in order that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. The lawless one also is referred to, you know, the Antichrist also too, you know, as well. And so how that ties in, and we're going to get to that. We're about to jump right into it. So you might want to sit down, buckle up, get ready. So in 1947, you had the crash. 1948, you had Israel becoming a nation. So in 1947, you could say that Satan saw this coming. I was like, he already knew ahead of time, preemptive strike. Let's go ahead and, you know, deception. Let's get the world and people, you know, used to like aliens, but there really are, you know, in all actuality, they very well could be fallen angels. And he was thinking the same thing. Let's go and deceive the world, you know, thinking that they are from another planet. They're actually fallen angels and demons and all of that. And all of that stuff. So, in 1948, voila, Israel becomes a nation. So, like I said, you had that preemptive strike, you had Satan, you know, getting ready. You know, you could even say the UFOs could be signs and wonders. And one other thing you might want to tie that into is let's mention the rapture. So for the rapture, for example, you know, when the dead in Christ arise, anyone that's still left that's in Christ, they'll be taken. They'll be taken. They will be taken, raptured, taken up. What happens when a UFO abducts someone? Takes you up. So when you see another marker, when you see the dead in Christ rise out of their graves, and it, sometime after, maybe it might not happen that very second, but let's say when the rapture does happen, I'm not so much a pre-trib, but then, you know, I don't think pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib rapture is a salvation issue. But when that rapture happens, well, you've already had the preconditioning of aliens. So they can just, you know, the lawless one can step in, the Antichrist can step in, your governments can step in and say, oh, all these millions of people and stuff were taken by aliens. Aliens, just brush it off as aliens, you know? That's it. They're just aliens. Well, I got some more things coming up after these commercials. Need help? Run a little drag it, you know, in your cognitive functions? Well, I'd like to introduce you to Nova Coffee, Advanced Cognitive Formula. Did you know that about 2.25 billion cups of coffee are consumed around the world? And about two-thirds of those are the people in the USA. They drink about at least one cup a day. Coffee and caffeine is very particular, and it's also, coffee is estimated to be used as an antioxidant in the Western Hemisphere, coffee that is, and through research it has been found that coffee consumption can also be linked to maybe lowered risk of diabetes, liver disease, dementia, and some cancers in studies. But that's not, let's just go ahead and throw out that, you know, in studies. Now, that being said, on the rise every day with Nova Smart Coffee, and this is not to prevent or cure any diseases at all, our Nova Smart Coffee, premium 100% organic, fair trade Arabica coffee from Brazil, with a rich, smooth flavor, natural low acidity. Nova is enhanced with Ayurvedic botanical nootropics and aptogens that may improve cognitive function, memory, motivation, and creativity. You can get either a 7-day supply or you can order a 30-day supply of Smart 30 coffee. That's if you drink once a day. You can 7 servings or 30 servings. You can go to hbnnaturals.com /672-605, or you can go to shop. That's shophbn.com/672-605. And go straight to coffee, Nova Coffee, and get your Smart Coffee today, or get your Smart, or you can make a wonderful gift as well, too, as well. I want to welcome you all back. So we're going to talk, let's go ahead and talk where we left off at. We were left off at 2 Thessalonians. We're talking about the man of sin, how he's going to have his signs and wonders, and that could be very well be the UFOs. We also talked about, okay, when UFOs raise you up, when you hear about abductions, you are getting sucked up, You know, then we talked about how the government, you know, or the man of sin could use, you know, hey, you know what, all these people were abducted, taken by UFOs, they were removed from society. They'll have some type of a story or try to explain it away, or like why people came out of the graves, the dead in Christ, and there'll be an explanation for that. That being said, so like I said, all of these are markers, and all of these, you know, from that, it all stems off if, you know, the interpretation is correct. Now, I'm kind of basing it off because Tom Horn has had other visions that were correct, that did come true. One particular vision that he had was of the Pope, one of the popes. Retired, resigned. He did. He secretly resigned the year that he... At first, it didn't look like it, but then he found out later that the Pope did secretly resign the year that he was told in a vision that that Pope would retire, resign. And he, you know, he did. And then he was getting calls and stuff, you know. So you always want to look at validation. You know, just because someone says, I saw a vision, doesn't mean that it's always may come true. But if there's a date set, if, say, like maybe the Holy Spirit, you know, God told him a particular date that this would happen. Now, do keep in mind, a lot of people are like, well, you can't know the day or hour. The Warmer prophecy has nothing to do about the second, is not the second coming of Christ, is not the rapture, it's none of that, you know. You know, this is the Wormwood prophecy. It can have a, you know, God can share his insight. Hey, this is going to happen this month or this year, this month. And he does it so we can be prepared. He doesn't do it to where it does cause a mass panic. Those that believe, they will prepare. You know, they'll get their house in order. They build a bunker somewhere. I believe building a bunker is a great thing, you know. But I would say if you're building a bunker, make sure you're building it where there's not a fault line. It's not close to water, not close to a volcano. You know, maybe, any of those things, you want to look for factors that, you know, solid ground. It's not going to like where you maybe have a lake or an ocean up north, 100, 300 miles that could probably, from an earthquake, could probably split the land. You want to make sure it's not. There's no water up north, so, you know, make sure it's in a good place that you can slap your bunker in the event. Because I tell you, if you have asteroids raining down on top of you, you're not going to be safe up top. You need to get below so the asteroids are not hitting you on your head, you know. So definitely would recommend, you know, preparing. It's okay to prepare. There's nothing wrong with preparing. This is not mass hysteria. If I can speak correctly, it's not mass hysteria if you prepare a little at a time. You factor in, you know, and the Lord hasn't told me 2029. I'm just basing it off the vision that Tom Horn saw, you know, and say that could be the Wormwood prophecy. That could be one of the markers. That is a marker of Christ returning soon. A large population is going to perish during when Apophis, if Apophis is the one that hits our down on earth, it's going to destroy a big part of the population. So I always say, stay prepared, be prepared, you know, be prepared for things that could happen, you know. Even if there was an EMP strike or World War III nuclear war, you know, be prepared. You know, be stocked up. Get all the things that you need. You know, how does this tie into end time prophecy or end times? It does. It does tie into end times. Preparation is in knowing and being smart. You know, of you start seeing these things happening, maybe you start, you know what? Millions of people disappeared. You know, the dead in Christ rose. I'm still here. Maybe I should, you know, I should give my heart to Jesus and maybe build a bunker. You know, maybe it might be a good thing. Nothing wrong with having a bunker. Nothing wrong with being prepared. I mean, you look back on Noah and the ark. God prepared him. Told him this is going to happen. Earth's going to be flooded. Build an ark. He built an ark. And a lot of times when he shares things with us, either with visions through someone else or giving us visions, it's for us to be prepared. Now, and we'll get more into another series about other stuff, visions and stuff, you know, are some always prophecies always in concrete, some not. But what we're going to focus on is end time prophecy, end times. Stuff that will happen, that's going to happen. You know. Okay, I will go ahead and close us in prayer after this commercial. Are you ready in the event that there's an EMP? What is an EMP? An electromagnetic pulse. It can happen through a nuclear device being exploded up in the air, on land. You name it. You know, maybe me God made also too. But thanks to EMP Shield, you have a way to keep your car, you know, to have a running car, to have solar, to protect your RV, your house. You know, all your important electronics that would need, you know, to be functioning to get you the possible power or have a running vehicle in the event of an EMP. The EMP Shield, there are products that cover you for three phases of an EMP, E1, E2, E3, also solar flare, and even lightning protection, also backed by insurance policy as well, too, made in the USA. Also military tested as well. Also, use coupon code JEB, get your $50 coupon code JEB. You know, get your $50 off coupon code. Even works for multiple devices. You're getting multiple devices. You can go to empshield.com/JEB and get your EMP Shield product today. Don't go to sleep without knowing that you and your family are protected in the event of an EMP. I want to welcome you all back to the show. I'm going to like to go ahead and just kind of close on this. So we, you know, a little food for thought. Go ahead and do your research. And we're going to dive in the next episode. We'll dive a little bit more into and continue the end time talk and end times and end time prophecies and markers to pay attention to and to look for as well, too. And go ahead, and I will go ahead and make sure anything we talk about that you can go ahead and look that up in Scripture. And I think, you know, Wormwood, you can look that up. That's easy, you know, as far as finding the Scripture there. But we're not going to dive too much into Wormwood yet, too much. We'll just, you know, a little bit on the surface there, you know. But we'll go, a lot of these we're going to touch on again and talk more in depth on also. And when I do, I'll share some Scripture also as well too. I'm going to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. My challenge for you this week is to be prepared in the event of anything. Zombie outbreak, you know, asteroid, famine, another viral outbreak of unprecedented proportions. WW3, Civil War, you name it. Hurricane, tornado, you name it. Be prepared. Have the peace of mind. That being said, don't forget, You can go in my descriptions below. You can copy and paste the link to My Patriot Supply and get your freeze-dried food. Freeze-dried foods last anywhere from 25 to 30 years. It's okay to have canned, but make sure you have some freeze-dried food on hand in the event things or events happen a little bit longer than that go past, where you can have a long-term food supply as well. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear God, I just want to thank you for today. I just want to pray that peace for everyone. I just pray that everyone have a sound mind. You know, this is not to draw fear into anyone. The only thing I want to draw into people is fear of the Lord, fear of you. Your majesty, your awesomeness, your glory, you know, and even your wrath, you know. And I just want to pray for everyone, Lord, that you touch their hearts, touch their lives. If they don't know you, bring them to you. If they've fallen away, bring them back into the fold. Bring them back. And I just want to pray for healing, protection for everyone. Keep everyone safe. And thank you, Lord, for each and every one of the wonderful blessings of all the people and that are listening and following the show and this ministry. And I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Wanted to thank you all, anyone that's been following, you know, the show and this ministry. You know, no, I'm not a 501c3 ministry, you know, but I do appreciate any help, donations, anything that you can help out with. You can give to, I put my link to Venmo. You can donate also there. You can donate through PayPal. Anchor has a way where you can give on a monthly basis as well too, and be a monthly supporter. And soon, I will be having a Patreon account also as well too. You know, for anybody that wants to be a, or have a private Zoom. What I'll do, any monthly partners, I'll have a, you know, a private podcast for only only monthly partners. There'll be a private podcast for all of you. So that's a little incentive to help out on a monthly basis, and I'll be able to do more ministry for you, be able to bring more podcasts for you, be able to bring more content by having more time to actually do it. So any financial blessings, any help financially is much appreciative. And I want to thank you so much. And please share it with others, you know, to help reach others. And please share, subscribe, and follow. And I will catch you all on the next episode, where we'll continue our talk on End Time Talks. I'm Jason Beck, and I am signing out.
Achieve radiant health, normalized body weight, and abundant joy with HB Naturals at the website hbnaturals.com/672605. Try their Nova Coffee, Cognitive Formula Smart Coffee, their CBD Coffee, also their Weight Loss, Slimmer Max, and they also have a body detox tea called Vitalite. They're confident their products will meet your high standards because they always meet theirs. Other products include biominerals, superfoods, personal care, pet products, essential oils, and more. HB Naturals, Heart and Body Naturals, was launched with one simple purpose: share the synergistic healing trilogy products formulated by the healing power of plants provided by our Creator. Learn more about HB Naturals, check out their products, and you can also contact Jason Beck today if you're interested in starting your own business with HB Naturals. Start your perfect side hustle sharing Heart and Body Natural products and winning. Get paid instantly. Withdraw your earnings. Check out their products. Check out the opportunity today. That's hbnaturals.com/672605. You can also get in touch with Jason Beck on Instagram at beckman7723, on Twitter at idlifeisgreat, and on Facebook at jason.beck.18294. Check out the website. Contact him today for HB Naturals. Do plants, not pills.